And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was from the awesome and recently reissued Clevo Hardcore Comp, The New Hope, which came out in the early 80s and has now been reissued on Smogvale Records with a bunch of extra tracks. That was The Guns with their anthem Preps Suck. If you had any questions about who should be the ones to die, I think that song answers it pretty succinctly. Okay, so I am here raging intensely at the MRR HQ with Fred Shrunk and Greg Harvester. Hopefully we will provide some decent entertainment for you and your ears. I'm going to play a set of some recently released hardcore. First up, we have Low Threat Profile from their LP on Deep Six Records, Back to Basics, the song is called. And again, I apologize in advance because a lot of these songs are really short and I know I'm going to like, there's going to be a lot of car crash style DJing here. Sorry. Live the dream.
All my hopes and all my dreams. No, no. suburban wasteland. Sterile walls closing on me. Revamped shotgun, suburban wasteland. I can get out, I can get free.
So that was my set. First up, we had a Low Threat Profile from their new LP, Back to Basics. The second song was Knife Fight with Wargame from their 7-inch on Painkiller. The third one was Natural Law with Persona, and that's on Cartoga Works out of Brooklyn. And then Vaccine with Limited Edition, and I think that's on Painkiller too, but I might be wrong. I actually can't remember. And everything's in a big chaotic pile because, yeah, that was an awesome set. Anyway, you may have heard some Dead Air. That was actually a new song that I wrote. And then I did some experimental DJing with the Artificial Peace song Suburban Wasteland from their recently reissued demo LP on Discord. Yeah, so, you know, keeping experimental here at Maximum Rock and Roll. Greg is now going to take you further down experimental roads with his set. Greg, would you like to detail this?
Thanks, Layla. It was just very entertaining to watch Layla jumping around between turntables trying to get to each song in time. I was going to do a set called Violins Aren't Punk, but I couldn't actually think of five punk bands I really liked that much that had violins in them. So instead, I'm doing some bands with violins in them and other ones with horns in them that are not ska bands. Up first is Dog-Faced Hermans.
This sound has no waves. This sound has no waves. It moves, cuts swathes through fog and other gray things.
Sometimes
That was the great, great County Z from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who put out one of my favorite LPs of the past probably 10 to 15 years. That song was called Liquor Store. what? And then before that was DeKift with Code Het Alphabet. Before them, we had the now defunct New Bloods with their song A Ritual. Before that was the Bay Area's own Creamy Electric Santa, who have now been a band for close to 20 years and are still going strong. That song was called Time Honored Tradition. And we started off with Dog-Faced Hermans, their song Punjabi Monster Beat. And that was all songs that involve violins or horns or just something other than the usual punk band, not just guitars and bass and drums, but still guitar, bass, and drums in there anyway. Next up, we have Fred.
Hey, I have a set that is almost entirely all guitar, bass, and drums, and vocals that will inspire the utmost unity and well-wishing and well-doing you can possibly imagine. I have a crucial set of crucial music for you, starting off
so
with
crucial.
None other than Crucial Attack with their song, We Are the DF.
Help us keep it all inside yourself. to play with me. Uh-oh, there's a friend in need. Hey, cheer up!
Who are you?
I'm a good guy. I've just come from the Good Guy Clubhouse, and I'll be your friend to the end.
You will? You mean you'll be my friend now?
Sure I will.
Hidey-ho, ha-ha-ha!
Positive right now. That last song that we listened to was Crucial Youth. Crucial! And their song was called Put Litter in Its Place, and it was about picking up trash after yourself, or after others, apparently. So that they don't have to put it in your face, was what they were saying. Before that was Crucial Unit with their song Teabag God.
I don't think it's about Sarah Palin.
No, and it didn't inspire as much unity as some of these other ones did. Well, neither did Crucial Section, which was the band we played right before that, but their song was called Crew for Life, which made me feel kind of good, you know? Yeah, and then before that was Crucial Change with their song War in Your Head. And we started things off with Crucial Attack with their song We Are the DF, which I believe features the best straight edge rap breakdown of any song ever created. And if you could think of a better one, I dare you to prove me wrong and email the radio show. And if you can find one that is cooler, I will totally play it on the show and call your name out for being the smartest straight edge rap breakdown connoisseur.
Well, Fred got everything all crucial and posy in here. But guess what? This is punk. And punk isn't one big mosh pit of unity. There's also some chaos involved. So shit's about to get real. This song is by a band from Switzerland called Chaos. It's called Get Out of My Pocket. Live it.
Warfare. Tribal warfare.
So, that was chaotic. First up, to get you guys really feeling the chaos, was the band Chaos from Switzerland. That song was called Get Out of My Pocket. That is, and always will be, dedicated to Golnar, because that is her jam. After that, we had a band with the same spelling of chaos, which is the traditional spelling, using a C and an H. They're from England, as you might have been able to tell from their plodding Anarcho accents. That song was called Tribal Warfare. And this band features someone called Frog on vocals and someone called Dino on drums. So they're sort of going for a reptilian punk theme, which... might have something to do with the New World Order infiltrating the crust punk scene or Anarcho punk scene or whatever, but I don't want to go there, you know? I'm sure somebody's got an opinion about that. After that, we had Chaos UK, Lawless Britain, that song was called. And then Chaos, spelt K-A-A-O-S, I think. Actually, I might be misspelling that. But at any rate, this is a very raging record.
You got it.
I got it? Okay, cool. Yeah, some Scandi hardcore for you freaks. And then the chaos is sort of going into a mild, relaxed phase right now. But it will gear up again. I'm sure there are many more bands with chaos in the name ready to be played in the future. So the next thing I'm going to play is a set of relatively new stuff. This is the band Hime, who are an all-girl hardcore band from Japan. Sort of reminds me of a mix between the first Nurse record and Comes. But I think it might just be the vocals that remind me of Comes. But anyway, super good. It's on 8 Cheap Fact. You should get it.
Yeah.
so that was a mini set of new stuff. We had, wait, hang on a second. There's my sheet of paper. Okay, cool. All right, so first up was Hime from Japan on HG Fact. That's a new 7-inch. I actually am not sure what it's called because all the songs are written in kanji, but it's really awesome and you should check it out. The next song was Topless, who I think are from Scotland. That song was called Slave Train, and that's from that compilation. I played another band off of it a few weeks ago, but SS Records put it out. And it's this sort of weird DIY exchange between Belgium and Scotland, sort of a bunch of post-punk bands, and it's called, like, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, it's really good. It was a tape in the 80s, and we should check it out. And after that was Lala Vasquez from their new record on Milady's record, Dairy Queen, the song's called, and then Brain Flannel have actually changed their name to Brain F, with a different symbol after the F on each release. That song was called Restraining Order. So there you go. All right, well, in case you are completely unaware, you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and we are really happy to be able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world. And we have a caller right now. Anyway, if you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure that we can keep the music coming to you? Donating is easy and tax deductible. And go to our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click on the donate button. Or mail it to Maximum Rock and Roll, PO Box 460, 760 San Francisco, California, 94146. We have a censored version of the show and for radio stations. And if you go to our website and click on stations, there is more information there. And email us, if you are so inclined, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. And for reviews or radio play, send 2 copies of vinyl and 1 copy of CD-only releases and cassettes to MRR, PO Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And check us out on the web at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. All right, I'm going to leave you with a song from Milk Music from Olympia. There in the issue of Maximum that is out right now. There's a little interview with them in the Olympia Scene Report. This is from their Beyond Living record. It's really good.